Mark chapter 1. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So these Gospels that we've got, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, these are all sort of records of how, for example, Mark used to preach the Gospel. And they all pretty well end, Matthew, Mark and Luke end the same way, with an appeal for people baptized into Jesus. So this is how Mark begins his message. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written, God said, I will send my messenger ahead of you to clear the way for you. Someone is shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord, make a straight path for him to travel. And so he begins by quoting from the Old Testament and then saying, this was fulfilled in John the Baptist. So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, he told the people, and God will forgive your sins. Many people from Judea and Jerusalem went out to listen to John. They confessed or they admitted their sins. They repented, and he baptized them in the River Jordan. Now, these were all adults. These weren't little babies, and they were baptized in the river, presumably. That was the easiest place to get to where there was enough water to dip someone. John wore clothes made of camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he told the people, the man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I'm not even good enough to untie the straps of sandals. I'm going to baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. After this, Jesus came from Nazareth, which was in Galilee, to be baptized by John in the River Jordan. When Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the sky opened and the Holy Spirit coming down on him in the form of a dove. So you notice that Jesus came up out of the water. That means that baptism is a going down into the water and coming up out of it. And then there came a voice from heaven, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am so well pleased. Then the Holy Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, where he was for 40 days tested by the Satan. Now, Satan is a word that means an adversary or an enemy. And in the end, the biggest enemy that we've got is ourselves. Is that little voice inside that says, why don't you do this? Or, no, it'll be okay, you can do that. And that's exactly what Jesus had. Wild animals were also there. And then angels came and ministered to Jesus. That is, they served him and encouraged him. After John the Baptist had been put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee preaching the gospel, that is, the good news of the kingdom of God. The time has come, Jesus said, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent from your sins, that is, to rethink, to recognize I have done wrong, and believe the gospel, the good news that you can really be in God's kingdom. Jesus walked around the shore of the Lake of Galilee, and he saw two fishermen. There was Simon and his brother Andrew, who were fishing with a net. Jesus said to them, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That is, they were called so that they might help other people to come into this net of the kingdom. And that is one reason for our calling, not the only reason, but one reason is so that we might follow Jesus and be taught by him how we can actually help other people towards the kingdom. Immediately, and it's a big theme here in Mark, immediately they left their nets and followed him. So immediately. Now we always like to delay, but it's a case really of saying yes straight away. Jesus went on further, and he saw another two brothers who were the sons of Zebedee. They were called James and John. They were in the ship mending their nets. And as soon as Jesus saw them, he called them. And immediately, see again, immediately, They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and they went with Jesus. So the fact, by the way, that they had hired servants meant that they weren't so absolutely poor. And it's maybe easy enough if you're totally poor and have got nothing to go and follow Jesus, but when you own fishing boats and have got a fishing business where you employ people, to just walk away from all that is a lot more difficult. Jesus and his disciples came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed how he taught, because he taught with authority, unlike the teachers of the law. Then there was a man with an evil spirit who came into the synagogue. Now, in those days, they didn't understand mental illness, and so they described mental illness as having demons or spirits in you. And when Jesus cured this mental illness, it's described in the language that people then understood. The evil spirit or the demon went out of him. Doesn't mean that there are spirits flying around, jumping inside you and making you crazy. So, this sick man shouted out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us? I know who you are. You are God's Holy One." Jesus told him, "Be quiet and come out of the man." The man shook, gave a huge scream, and the people were so amazed that they said to one another, "What is this? What is this new doctrine?" Doctrine means teaching. "This man has got authority so that he commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." And so this news about Jesus everywhere, all over Galilee. Then Jesus and the disciples, along with James and John, went into the home of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon was the one who was later to be called Peter. Simon's wife's mother was very sick with a fever. And when Jesus came, immediately they told him about her, and he immediately went to her, took her by the hand, and she sat up. She was cured, and then she began to serve them. So that's what you do when you've had blessing from Jesus. You serve him in thankfulness, just as she did. When the sun had set and the evening had come on, that means that now the Sabbath was over, and they weren't allowed to do any hard work on the Sabbath. Once that Sabbath was over, people began bringing to Jesus all those who had demons, that is the mentally sick, and the sick, that is the physically sick. They all gathered in front of the house where he was, which was the house of Simon and his family, or Peter. And Jesus healed many who were sick with all different types of diseases. Very early in the morning, long before the sun came up, Jesus went out to a lonely place in order to pray. So you see, we must make prayer a regular part of our lives, and that might mean getting up early so that we can pray. And we must find this time alone with God. Simon and the others went out looking for him. And when they had found him, can you imagine them coming round a corner and seeing the Son of God kneeling down praying, maybe behind a bush or something? It would have been a wonderful sight. Found him. They said to him, "All men are looking for you." But Jesus said, "We must go to the other towns also, because I must preach the kingdom of God to them too, for that is why I have come forth." So Jesus journeyed throughout Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and healing people. There was a man who was suffering from leprosy, that is a skin disease. And he came to Jesus. He knelt down and begged him. He said, "You can make me clean. That is, you can cure me if you want to." Jesus was filled with pity for him. and he touched him with his hand. Now, in those days, you just did not touch lepers, because then you became unclean. But it shows that Jesus really wanted to do all he could to connect himself with us in all our weaknesses. "I will," Jesus replied, "you can now be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left the man and he was made clean. Jesus very strictly warned them, telling them, "Do not tell anyone about this, but go immediately to the priest and show yourself to him and sacrifice as Moses commanded when a leper is made clean." Now, of course, lepers were not cured normally, so they would have been really surprised at this. And so Jesus wanted those priests, even them, the ones who hated him, to repent. And you know what? After Jesus had died and been killed, really, by the priests, and then rose again, we read that a large number of priests repented and were baptized. So this hope that Jesus had worked out. But the man went away and began to tell everybody the good news of what had happened. And so Jesus couldn't even be seen publicly outside. So he had to preach in deserted places, and people came to him. And that's how really he works today, that he does things in a way so that people do have to make some effort to come to him. And that's why he works in our lives, gives us various problems, so that we want to come to him.